Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. This week, the Supreme Court announced that it will hear an Apple appeal challenging the propriety of a lawsuit brought by consumers who allege the company illegally monopolized the sale of iPhone apps. The Wall Street Journal's Brent Kendall joins us in just a moment with the details, but first, these tech headlines. Alphabet's Google unit is investing $550 million in Chinese retailer JD.com, a move that would deepen its ties with China and ramp up its rivalry with Amazon. The deal helps both companies expand their retail presence. Under the partnership, JD will start selling products on Google Shopping, reaching customers in the U.S. and Europe, as it seeks to diversify beyond China's highly competitive e-commerce market. Apple is partnering with a startup to tackle a problem that has long vexed 911 operators, locating cell phone callers. Rapid SOS, an upstart backed by three former FCC leaders, aims to solve that problem. Essentially, through a partnership with Apple, iPhone users who call 911 will automatically send their location to emergency call centers. Apple plans to push the new software to iPhones later this year as part of its iOS mobile software update. Trust in social media is falling. A new study released by Edelman found only 41% of people around the world trusted social media as a source for general news. The fallout in the U.S. was more pronounced, with only 30% trusting the platforms. Almost 70% of the study participants pointed to identity scams, cyberbullying, hate speech, and fake news among the reasons for their low confidence. Coming up, the Supreme Court will consider Apple's appeal in a lawsuit over iPhone app prices. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by Intel. Not that you would push your computer to new limits, but you could with the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane Memory. And when I say push, I'm not just talking about opening Photoshop. I'm talking about opening Photoshop and Illustrator and every application on your computer at the same time, just for fun. New computers powered by the 8th Gen Intel Core processor with Intel Optane Memory are now faster and more responsive, which means you can open, load, and launch like never before. Learn more at intel.com/you could.
The case Apple versus Pepper centers on allegations that consumers pay artificially high prices for iPhone apps. Apple denies that it has engaged in any anti-competitive conduct. In fact, the Supreme Court has just announced it will hear Apple's appeal challenging the propriety of this lawsuit. Let's get the very latest from the courthouse. As a matter of fact, is the Wall Street Journal's Brent Kendall. Welcome, Brent.
Thanks for having me.
So this is obviously a big leap forward for this case. It started, of course, in 2011. Just to catch us up, specifically, what do consumers allege in this case against Apple? How is Apple allegedly monopolizing the distribution of apps?
Well, the plaintiffs in this case say that prices for iPhone apps are effectively higher because, you know, Apple runs the only marketplace in which they are available. I mean, they say, you know, if developers of these apps could sell directly to consumers and cut out Apple as the middleman, the prices would be lower. But, you know, Apple doesn't like that because it would mean it wouldn't profit from the sale of those apps. And by having them all sold through the App Store, Apple takes a 30% commission on the top. So effectively, in this case, the consumers are seeking financial damages for what they say is the 30% markup on what people pay for apps.
Mm-hmm. And the pushback from Apple says what exactly? What legal legs do they have to stand on?
Well, so a lower court said this case could go forward, and Apple appealed to the Supreme Court. So this case has had a long procedural history. Back last year, the Supreme Court asked the Trump administration, the Justice Department, what it thought of the case. And so the DOJ under the current Solicitor General said, you know, we think the lower court got this wrong, and you should take this up. And so the court announced that it will do so. So what they'll be hearing primarily is Apple's arguments against why this lawsuit should proceed. I mean, specifically the issue before the court, there are some older Supreme Court cases that say, you know, anytime there is an allegation of monopolization or price fixing, if prices are inflated, that the people who can sue are the people who are directly affected. And a lot of times that's not end-use consumers. So, for example, in a traditional manufacturing setting, you know, maybe somebody makes a part for a product which is then sold to somebody else before it's sold to consumers. In that circumstance, it's the person who directly bought the product who would be the one who would be able to sue. And so here Apple says if anybody is able to sue, it would be the developers, because they're the ones that are interacting with Apple, and that any higher prices consumers paid were sort of passed through, and that they shouldn't be able to seek damages under those circumstances. So that's the question the Supreme Court will be deciding. They will hear arguments sometime next fall.
And if this lawsuit is allowed to go forward, I imagine this is an enormous threat to Apple financially when you consider the App Store is a nice chunk of change for that company by way of revenue. That's got to be a major consideration for Apple here as this will start to play out.
It does. I mean, you know, it's a financially significant case for Apple, particularly at a time when iPhone sales are slowing a little bit. The fact that the court has agreed to hear it is probably a good sign for Apple. So, you know, the one twist in the case is that while the Justice Department urged the Supreme Court to hear it, it also argues that these older cases that make it harder for consumers to sue may not be workable cases anymore. So if the court gets into that issue, it could become a little bit more complicated. But, I mean, there's certainly several steps ahead.
That is Brent Kendall on the scene in Washington. Brent, no, you're busy. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you.
For the very latest coverage on the story, head to WSJ.com. So ends this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.